It's Morning Edition from NHPR, and it is the first of the month, which means New Hampshire Magazine's Erica Thoitz will join us to give us a lowdown on what's happening across the Granite State during the month of February. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
So we've got a list of events here. I'm guessing if I could just kind of look ahead, Valentine's Day will figure prominently here.
Yes, it will, in the sense of chocolate and wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's okay. So what would you suggest for a nice, unique Valentine's night out?
Sure. So first of all, there's a couple events that are Valentine's Day related but aren't necessarily on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So you could do both. You could have a nice dinner and then you could go do one of these things, which one of my favorites is the upcoming 30th Annual Chocolate Fest.
Where is that happening?
That is run by the Mount Washington Valley Ski Touring and Snowshoe Foundation. And it's actually at a number of inns in the area. So you and your sweetie can cross-country ski or snowshoe from inn to inn, and at each one, they're going to give you a sweet treat.
And you know what? What could be better when you're trying to, you know, build up your energy level?
Exactly.
Between inns, but lots of sugar.
And it's a beautiful area, so, yeah. And those inns are all beautiful, and I think it would be a really fun couples event.
Okay, so give me some other ideas. What if you're not so athletically inclined?
Sure. So I am looking forward to a sleigh ride. I'm actually going to do one this Valentine's Day. And there are two places, Copper Hill Farm in Lee and Charming Fair Farm in Candia are two great ones. I'm actually going to Charming Fair Farm. And they give you Valentine's Day sleigh rides, and they're very romantic. You get the blanket, you snuggle in, there's hot cocoa. I think that's going to be a good time.
Okay. These sound like great alternatives to the traditional just go out for a night of dinner and get a babysitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is covered, but what about those of us who may not be interested in celebrating Valentine's Day per se?
Sure. Yeah, I get it, you know. I would say go to a winter carnival. There are a lot happening throughout the state. We've got a great list on the website, but one of the ones that I'm looking forward to is the 109th Winter Carnival at Dartmouth, which also happens to be Dartmouth's 250th anniversary. It's a really historic event. I don't know if people are familiar with the fact that Dartmouth was really a center to get skiing to be a huge sport in New Hampshire.
So absolutely.
They love winter. They embrace it. This carnival really speaks to the tradition of winter sports in New Hampshire. Plus, you know, there's fun stuff to do.
What can you do?
So they have a bunch of really fun, quirky events, like the polar bear swim, which I will not be doing. But if you're a brave soul, you know, more power to you. The human dog sled race, which I've never seen in person, but I have to imagine that's pretty interesting.
That sets up a picture.
Yeah. And other, you know, things that you could just go look at, like ice carving.
Sure. Okay. So any other events that you are particularly looking forward to for the month of February?
Yes. The Orchid Show in Nashua. I went last year. It's beautiful. I'm not an orchid person. I don't own any orchids, but it was a real blast of beautiful colors, beautiful flowers. It's just a really fun day to walk around and see what you can see.
If you're looking for a little bit of spring, you can find it there.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to take some home, they have plenty for sale, a lot of experts to help you figure out how to take care of them. It's a really, you know, unique thing to do.
You'll find more information about what Erica has suggested here for the month of February. If you're looking for something to do, whether it's Valentine's Day or not, you can go to nhpr.org. Erica, thanks so much. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.